Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Lawmakers in the US have voted to impeach President Trump for a second time. The Democrat-controlled House of Representatives voted for the move with the support of some members of Trump's own Republican Party after five people were killed at the US Capitol last week in clashes between police and supporters of the president. Trump has been accused of inciting the rioters, though he's released a video appealing for calm.
No true supporter of mine could ever disrespect law enforcement or our great American flag. No true supporter of mine could ever threaten or harass their fellow Americans. If you do any of these things, you are not supporting our movement, you are attacking it.
Six pharmacies in England will start vaccinating people against coronavirus this morning as the vaccine rollout continues. There are plans for 200 chemists across the country, including branches of Boots and Superdrug, to begin offering the jab by the end of the month. Harpreet Kachana is a former national pharmacist. She says it will help many vulnerable people get the vaccine.
There's something to be said for getting your vaccination from a trusted healthcare professional, somebody who knows you and knows your background. I think it offers the level of reassurance that these mass vaccination centres just can't offer. In the same way.
New rules requiring travellers arriving into England to present a negative coronavirus test have been delayed until next week. Officials have put the change on hold until Monday to give international arrivals more time to prepare. More than 1,000 people have been able to escape situations of domestic abuse and get to safety in refuges, thanks to a scheme which allows them to travel by rail for free. The Rail to Refuge scheme was started last year after charities noticed a surge in reports of abuse. Tricia Williams is from Northern Rail, which has been taking part in the scheme.
When they're matched, if you like, with a refuge, then and they know they need to get there, this just enables them to travel there for free.
And EasyJet cabin crew are to be recruited by the NHS to help administer coronavirus vaccines. The Luton-based carrier says its staff have an ideal skill set. Many of them are on furlough due to reduced flight schedules. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Matt Soans.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Noni Needs at Petersfield's Shine Radio. East Hampshire councillors meet today to discuss a report into governance and behaviour at the council. Ian Crossman has the details.
The report claims to uncover what its author calls bullying, intimidation, and failures of governance at the council. He suggests that a culture of wrongdoing had developed over a decade. Now the report will be debated by the council cabinet and then in a meeting of the full council. The author of the report, a senior local government manager, David Bowles, has already given evidence to East Hampshire's Standards Committee. The council leader, Councillor Richard Millard, accepted its findings, apologised to staff and local people, and said that improvements are already being put in place. At today's meeting, councillors will also consider an action plan to improve governance at the organisation. The plan includes no fewer than 13 recommendations to focus more strongly on culture and behaviours, transparency and decision-making, the relationship between councillors and staff, and the council's constitution and codes of conduct.
The Petersfield Lions Group wants to ensure more people in our community are aware of the support available to them. The charity is particularly mindful of people in our area who cannot use online services. Shine Radio's Susie Wild has details of what the charity is saying.
Not everyone has access to a computer or smartphone and may not know about all of the resources available to help them if required, like help with heating or food. This year, with the ongoing pandemic, people are more isolated than usual. So if you know your neighbour doesn't have access to a computer or you're not sure, please check with them to see if they need any help, especially with their food or fuel bills. Various organisations offer help, so no one needs to go hungry or cold this winter. This year, Citizens Advice East Hampshire are able to assist people experiencing financial hardship with both fuel and food.
And the free number for our local Citizens Advice is 0808 278 7901. That's 0808 278 7901. Staff at Petersfield Minor Injuries Unit are appealing for our help as they face one of the most difficult moments in NHS history. The teams working at the Swan Street Hospital are asking anyone attending the site to do so alone. If you arrive at the Minor Injuries Unit by car with friends or family, the staff ask that they remain in your vehicle while you go into the building. They say this will minimise contact and help maintain the social distancing that's necessary, both in the waiting area and the treatment rooms. The NHS team in Petersfield is also praising people who phone ahead, because in many cases, advice can be given by phone, eliminating any need to go into the hospital at all. If you do need to visit, you'll find that all the team is wearing PPE for each patient contact to make it as easy as possible for both patients and medical professionals. But the stress they're all under is clear. They say many of their colleagues are extremely pressured and exhausted, both physically and mentally, as they work on the wards and intensive care units of our hospitals. Their key message remains the one we all know. Stick to the rules. Hands, face, space. And stay at home to save the NHS and save lives. Bin collections in Petersfield are back to normal this week. After several weeks of changed collection days across the festive period, the North South East crews are back on track with their regular schedule of curbside collections. Councillor Richard Millard said that during the current lockdown restrictions, the council and its contractors will continue to work hard to maintain all their waste collections. He also revealed plans are being put in place to ensure collections can continue, even if the coronavirus affects the number of available staff, saying the council will do all it can to maintain rubbish and recycling collections over the challenging winter months to come. You can check which bins are being emptied where you live on the East Hampshire District Council website. And if you need to use the recycling centre on Bedford Road, you can book a slot on the Hampshire County Council website.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's Menswear. Stylish clothes and accessories for all weathers.
Good morning, Emily here with the weather. A dull and damp start to the morning in the Petersphere, which unfortunately sets the tone for the rest of the day's weather. Heavy rain showers are expected for much of Thursday, accompanied by a light breeze, which is due to become more blustery in the afternoon. Temperatures are milder than usual for this time of year, with highs of 10 degrees during the day. The clouds are set to clear in the evening, bringing a frosty night ahead with lows of 0 degrees.
Travel news from across the Petersphere.
Works continue on Mill Lane in Petersfield, Ashford Road in Steep, and Redlands Lane in Elstead. There are also works taking place on Muriel Road and Cranford Road in Petersfield and Elstead Road South Harting, which are not likely to cause delays. And if we're not saying what you're seeing, let us know via email on team@petersfieldradio.uk or over the phone on Petersfield 555 500.
The new variant of COVID-19 is spreading fast. Around 1 in 3 people with COVID-19 don't have any symptoms but can still pass it on, putting people at risk of serious disease and renewing pressure on our NHS. Vaccines give clear hope for the future, but the rising infection rate requires action now. Once more, we must all stay home. If it's essential to go out, remember, wash your hands, cover your face, and make space. Stay home. Protect the NHS. Save lives.